And this is Ray Mofield with the Oral History Broadcast, and we're on the road once more, and we're visiting at 902 Poplar in Benton, in the home of Mr. and Mrs. Lloyd Alton Rudd. Now, in case you don't know who that is, that's what most people call Poodle Rudd. Thanks a lot for letting me come.
Glad to have you.
I've known you and seen you around for a long time, and I remember your dad with great fondness. I suppose because my father thought he was one of the best. They were pretty good buddies, I suppose. And my dad sat around the courthouse a lot. He was a law enforcement officer when I knew him. Probably a policeman part of the time, a deputy sheriff, and what have you.
Yeah, night watchman. Started out as a night watchman.
Uh-huh.
So he thought they didn't have a policeman here.
Yeah.
And it doesn't. Night watchman go around and shake the door.
Well, where were you born?
I was born up this side of Kirksey.
Mm-hmm. Right along about the Callaway Marshall line, along there somewhere.
Back over the field. I really don't know
the exact spot.
The exact spot.
So, but you came to Benton at a pretty young age, evidently.
6 months old. 6 months
of, you don't remember that move.
I don't remember that move.
All right. Now, we've already said that your dad was Jim Allen Rudd. Now, who was your mother?
Fanny Rudd. She was a Swift.
Uh-huh. A Swift.
Yeah.
I remember my dad talking about Swifts over in the neighborhood of Olive, maybe.
Well, theirs were from most of them up around Kirksey up there. Mm-hmm. Just as you turn off, you know, the Harden Road there.
Yes, sir.
You know Gent Swift?
I remember that name.
Gent and Hugh Swift.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy Swift and Will Swift and Jeff Swift. And
oh, they had a lot of them, didn't they?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember any of your grandparents on either side?
Yeah, my granddad on my dad's side was Bolivar Rudd.
Mm-hmm.
The best I can hear, he is a well digger.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And well, that was an important thing in a day when you had to have a well and or you didn't drink. Not many people wanted cisterns because, well, in those early days, you didn't have water haulers. And so the only way you could get water in a cistern in a dry spell, I remember it happened to us once.
I never
got a lot of 10-gallon milk cans and went to Wadesboro Spring. And it took all day, though, to fill those things up just about. Bring it back, pour it in. You still didn't have a handful of water.
I really didn't know my granddad. He must have died before. Mm-hmm. You know, when I was real young, mm-hmm. I don't remember.
Yeah.
My grandmother was Sally Rudd, and I think she was an Ivy to mm-hmm. start with, and then they run a switchboard at the Oak Level, her and, you may have heard of Uncle Buck Wallace.
Mm-hmm.
You heard Uncle Buck Wallace.
Good. Well, we...
And I used to go down there, and they'd let me tinker around with that switchboard.
Oh,
I thought I was doing something.
I started saying you loved that.
Yeah, I did.
Something like that would just tickle me to death. I know I was always into things, as my mother put it.
And my granddad on my mother's side was Jesse Swift.
Mm-hmm.
And
so we got the Swifts and the Ivies and the Rudds and so on, and that gives us a little idea about your background. You know, many people like to listen to these tapes when we get them in the library, and they trace genealogies.
That's become
a rather interesting occupation for many older people and so on.
And
they'll write up books and so forth on their family tree. Well, it would be interesting. I'd like to do some of that.
My brother's got a book, you know, on the Rudd, but it don't say anything. You know, it just gives Rudd in each town. They probably went to the library or somewhere and got the name of all Rudd and put in. That's all there is in there.
Yeah. Okay, so your dad moved to Benton. What did he do in those early days? Did he farm around?
No, he worked.
Oh, he worked at the railroad.
Railroad, yeah, nice. Right.
Yeah.
And then he, after that, he began to, he worked for Tom Vaughn, delivery stable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they run up a bus from livery stable to the depot, pick up the travelers,
yeah,
the sales.
Uh-huh. Well, you came into a town then, you didn't have a Hertz rent-a-car or
right.
Avis or anything,
right.
So you tried to get to the livery stable some way.
Yeah.
I've heard my dad talk about people would ride into Hardin, drummers, he called them.
Yeah.
And they were salesmen, and they'd get a horse and buggy at the livery stable and drive out to towns like Kirksey, Olive, back off the road, little country stores here and there.
Right. At that time, the hotel was where the National Store is.
Oh, it was? Now,
National Store. There was a hotel. Post office was in there. And barbershop.
Mm-hmm.
And Homer Lucas's granddad made coffins.
Mm-hmm.
And it might have been a section added on to it. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Don't remember now. But all that was in that one building, the same building. It's right there today.
Well, that's an interesting story. I don't think I'd ever heard that before. You're going back and bringing up some things that I don't recall anyone ever having told us.
And in the wintertime back in, we had some snows on the ground and stayed all winter. And when them drummers come in here, they call them salesmen now, but everybody call them drummers back then.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a big box sled built there on that hill going down towards the schoolhouse.
Uh-huh.
Everybody, drummer, anybody else, when he come in, he went down that hill in that box sled. It's a wonder somebody didn't get killed.
Uh-huh.
And they did. They drawed knives and this and that and other, but everybody went down that hill.
All right. Now, someone told me when they were recommending that you be interviewed that you might know something about show houses, what we'd call a theater today, I guess. It was on the west side of the square.
Well, the first one I remember over on the west side was over there. You know where Miss Williams used to live? I don't know who lives there now. You know where Chick Love built a house there? And the next house right on the corner was Roy Williams and
mm-hmm.
Joe Williams and them lived there. It used to be a show house right there on that corner.
Yeah.
Then it was a church before that.
Mm-hmm.
It was a church there. And then after the church moved out, then they put a show house in there. And Noe Mathis run it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it moved out. Let's see.
Was there one along about where Morgan's store is?
Yeah. But that was a right smart later.
A good bit later than the other one, I see.
There was one over on the east side of the square. And then they moved over there where you're talking about on the west side.
Mm-hmm.
And then George Long, I believe it's George Long, put one in on the corner there where that lawyer's office is there.
Mm-hmm.
On the corner.
Yeah.
And then they had one on there where the Bank of Marshall County is a storehouse there, and I believe the printing office there was there one time, way back. And then they moved out and they put the show house there, and I don't remember who run it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, when did you say that you worked at the one there where Morgan was at one time?
Yeah. That belonged, at that time it belonged to Dobie Landham. Do you remember Dobie Landham?
I don't believe so.
Ellis Landham? Mm-hmm. Well, Adobe died, and his wife run it for a long time, and then I was just sort of a janitor or something, mm-hmm. and I did run it one night, and I caught it on fire, and I never did get, they never did let me run it more.
What kind of entertainments did they have? Did they change it up every week?
Or? Oh, yeah, every night, nearly. Well, maybe two nights run, you know, just films, mm-hmm. you know. Yeah. And they had a piano down front, and Claiborne Hunt would play the piano, you know, and maybe talk a little, sort of like Adolf used to do way back down there.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Now, at first, the movies were silent, weren't they? Didn't have sound.
No, not that was a silent thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's so, when they had the piano so there, you know, and all that, you know, so
and that break of the monotony, played and sang or talked a little and told stories, I guess,
yeah,
so forth.
Yeah.
Now, I can remember a fairly early one that Roy Clark had at Hardin. Toby,
yeah,
they called him.
Yeah.
A lot of people knew
him. Yeah, I think he used to come through here with Adolf
mm-hmm.
and shows.
I believe that's right.
Yeah.
He came into this country with a traveling show.
Yeah. Yeah.
You remember when Bisbee's comedians used to come once a year?
Yeah.
They'd stay a week or so.
Yeah. We never did. Most of us boys around here didn't have money enough to get in. We'd slip under the sides if we could and get in there.
Yeah. That made it funnier than ever. Yeah. All right, so we've established then where the movie was. Now, when Shelby McCallum came here in 39, and they'd kind of built up a fairly new theater on the east side.
Yeah, right.
That was over by Phil
Beckham. Where the Lovitz office is, yeah. Right there in that building.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then that, of course, stayed in operation till, well, it doesn't seem all that long ago. I don't know what year it was, but it's probably up into the 50s or 60s along in there somewhere.
Yeah. And then they put one down the north end, down Northgate. Mm-hmm. It didn't last long.
All right, now, since you moved to Benton when you were 6 years old, I presume that you went to school here.
Yeah, I went to school here. Yeah.
Do you remember any of your teachers, did you?
Yeah, I went to May Saunders. You don't remember her.
No.
She's from Wisconsin or somewhere, I don't know. Elizabeth Levitt, you know Elizabeth Levitt.
Oh, I knew Elizabeth Levitt well.
Yeah.
She married Preston Ordway later. And
yeah.
Taught home economics at Murray State, I taught with her at Murray.
Yeah, Elizabeth Lovett and May Rogers and Ruby Harrison, Lillian Jones. You know Lillian Jones.
Oh, yeah. Now, didn't she marry Doc Lowry?
Yeah, up in Murray. Yeah.
Famous social studies teacher at Murray State.
Yeah.
You know, he's out at Lake Haven Nursing home here in Benton now.
Is that right? I thought he died. You know.
No, Lillian died.
Did Lillian die? Yeah. I was thinking the other way around.
No, Doc Lowry is still living. Ms. Lowry taught at Murray State High School Division, training school we used to call it for a long time. Then she taught at Paducah Community College.
Yeah.
They have a lecture series named after her.
Yeah.
And but Doc is still living.
I remember the name of Wittenberg was superintendent here. I believe he's superintendent, principal or something. Mm-hmm. And while he is here, nearly every boy you talk to in Benton had to quit school, quit while he was here.
Didn't seem to like it. He was too tough.
No, he was all right. It's just the boys.
Mm-hmm.
I found out later that it was the boys, not them.
More than one side.
Yeah.
Okay, and did you ever know Matt Spartman?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I went to school when Matt was taught up here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Tullis Chambers?
Yeah, I quit school about the time Tullis Chambers come here. He come down to my house and stayed, I guess, a half a day. He wanted me to come back to school. play basketball.
Mm-hmm.
I was a pretty good sized boy.
One of the bigger boys, I suppose. Yeah, okay. See, my people are taller now than they were then.
Now, Matt was a basketball coach up here for a long time.
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And let's see. Hatler Morgan taught up there sometime.
I don't remember Hatler teaching up there.
That was in the 30s, I guess.
Yeah.
I know he was teaching in 1940, for he coached debate that year. Raven Watkins was on the team. He and a boy named Rudd, they were runners-up that year in the tournament, the year Hardin won it. And let's see, his name was Eugene Rudd. He might have been kin to you.
Yeah, I guess we're a little kin, most of these Rudds.
Yeah. In fact, Eugene hasn't been dead very long. Maybe 2 years, I'm not sure. He lived there with his mother on Elm Street near 14th, between 14th and 13th on Elm Street. In fact, we lived right beside them there for about 10 years or so. Gene Rudd was a fine debater, good student. He was in World War II, and I think maybe got injured there a bit some way. I'm not sure. All right, so you quit school now. Why did you quit? Did you get a job?
I thought I had to work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just my mother making a living, just cleaning up people's houses and things. And
uh-huh.
All of us kids worked.
How many were there in your family?
Three.
Okay.
Two boys and a girl. And we just done what we could find to do.
Mm-hmm.
My brother worked up here at the Nelson Drug Store, a jerk soda there for years,
mm-hmm.
And he never did get the. He'd open up about 4 o'clock of the morning, and stay till midnight.
Oh my, that's a long work day.
That's a long work day, and I think the highest he ever got was $9 a week.
That reminds me of when I started working at WPAD Paducah. They paid me $50 a week, and they said that was the highest they'd ever paid anybody. I didn't think it was all that much at the time, but I guess it was real good for 1945. And the man who was assistant manager there, a fellow named Gene Peake, told me that he started at $3 a week when he started.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, of course, the station went on the air in 1930. Now, that's right in the middle of the terrible depression. So they didn't pay much.
There was a hotel, you know where the Baptist Church is? Lot down there by Jack Johnson, you across the street from Jack Johnson, you know where that lot is, their playground there?
Mm-hmm.
There was a hotel there.
Hilda
Aaron and her mother run that.
Wasn't there a hotel over somewhere around where the Bank of Marshall County is?
Yeah. It wasn't right on the corner, but it was a
second house there.
Yes.
Brandon lived on the other end of that.
Yeah. She lived the next house and was Brandon's, and then they bought the bank bought the corner lot out. And they give her a lifetime dowry if she moved on the corner lot, and then they took her house where
mm-hmm.
she was.
Oh, I see. Now, that's the detail that I wasn't aware of.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you cleared that up.
Yeah.
All right. Then, let's see. World War II came along in there somewhere. Were you caught by that?
Yeah. I was in the Navy.
Well, did you? What, you had to go to Great Lakes and train?
Yeah, well, I went to Great Lakes, and then I was stationed on a tanker.
Mm-hmm. Was that in the Atlantic or the Pacific?
The Atlantic. Mm-hmm. And I got seasick, and they put me off in Panama. And I spent the rest of my time down there in Panama.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, when you first went in, I guess there were a lot of submarines prowling around
dangerous area. Yeah. We didn't fool around with them submarines, nuts loaded,
no
high octane gas.
No.
When we found out there's one in the neighborhood, we began to go.
Yeah, as fast as
yeah,
possible.
Right.
Okay, yeah. So you got out of the war. Now, when did you get married?
1938.
That was the year they started the building the dam, wasn't it?
I don't remember.
I believe it was. Well, where did you meet your wife?
Well, she was raised here too.
Right here in Marshall County.
Yeah, right.
Uh-huh.
She's worked where I was working at the hoser mill down here, and she was too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that way you got together. And
yeah,
was it love at first sight or?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
What was her name?
Mamie Larimer.
Sue Larimer's daughter. Well, I remember some Larimers that played basketball on the 1959 Marshall County State Champion team.
Yeah,
there was a Dolph Larimer on that team.
Yeah, he's from the team.
Mm-hmm. Her daddy worked for Trees Lumber Company down there for 50 years.
Oh, well, he got acquainted down at Trees' then, didn't he?
Yeah, right.
Oh, fine.
Yeah.
Well, that's very good. So you came back from the war and you got a job here, so you didn't go off to Detroit or anything like that?
No, I went to Detroit a time or two, but I never could get a job up there.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a job down here in this hoser mill, and it closed down in 41 or 2, somewhere along there. 39, and then... Well, me and her, we went to Virginia and worked in the hoser mill up there for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And then I come back at the Klausner's at Kruger.
Mm-hmm.
And then I entered service from Klausner's, and I come back and worked down there. I worked down there 18 years.
Mm-hmm.
At Klausner's.
Now, that is a pretty good place to work.
Yeah, it's a good place to work, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. All those plants have closed.
Yeah.
They made such a great effort. After that hoser mill, didn't that become a cigar factory? Hoser mill was.
Yeah. Right.
And then they it was closed a while, and I don't know all the
plastic plant or something down there. They made chairs.
They made chairs. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. They used to have a. I don't know if anybody told, but down there on the corner where the telephone place is down there, used to be a pop shop there.
Mm-hmm.
It made knee-high orange, knee-high grape and all that. They sold it out to Murray, and I don't know. It may still be running up there at Murray. I don't know.
No, I don't think so. Now. Nearly everything, of course, consolidated and went to Paducah.
Yeah.
Except for many years, there was a Dr. Pepper plant in Mayfield.
Mm-hmm.
But there hadn't been a bottling plant in Murray in some little bit.
I'm pretty sure they sold it to Murray, because I was working down there at the time it went out.
I didn't know they ever had a bottling plant in
Benton. Yeah. And after it went out, business down there, then they had the jail there.
Mm-hmm.
Had the jail there on the corner.
There have been a lot of changes,
right?
Yeah. Well, you know, it doesn't take 30 minutes too terribly long to run by, and we only have about 3 minutes left. So, is there anything special that you'd like to bring out here? One thing I did want to ask you, and I just thought of a note that I'd made there. Somebody told me that one time there was a colored church here in Benton.
Yeah, there's a colored church right down there where Winks.
Cars?
Parks and
on,
stuff.
On Main Street.
Set back a little. Yeah.
That's close to where... Well, Leon Riley used to be right along in there, didn't he?
Yeah, that's where Leon Riley. Boy Ford run, had a place there, colored man, and he had a little barbecue stand, and then right sort of at the side of it and back a little was the colored church.
Well, there weren't very many colored people here when we moved to Benton. There was a man lived fairly close to me down there on Birch Street, I believe. It worked for Kurt Phillips.
Yeah, Andy.
He and his wife had a nice little house there.
Yeah. Well, his four or five families here used to be. They've always been family or two, the niggers up to last several years. And the old back of War House down here before George Bob Long, anybody ever tell you about that? That's the first indoor basketball that's ever played around here was in that.
Somebody told me that that they played basketball in that tobacco.
Well,
it must have been fairly good size.
And Puss Tilly had an ice house there.
Did he actually make ice?
He made ice there and put in the swimming pool. He's the first man to ever put a swimming pool in here.
Well, I didn't know Benton ever had one till recent times.
Yeah, he had one down there. He put one in. And they run it for a long time.
I know that Murray, in connection with the ice plant, there was a swimming pool there on the road toward Concord.
Yeah, he did down there.
Well, I'm telling you, you've just been full of a lot of nice things and interesting facts. Anything else before we...
Well, I don't know.
Maybe we might get your wife to say a word or two over here.
Fine.
How are you?
Fine.
That's good. You're fixing supper.
Well,
could you,
a little bit.
Could you fix another plate?
Yes, I have plenty of dough.
Weenie.
Okay. All right, I'm just kidding, of course. My wife will shoot me when she hears that. Well, that's very good. We've been visiting on our oral history broadcast today at 902 Poplar in Benton, in the home of Mr. and Mrs. Lloyd Alton Rudd, better known as Poodle Rudd. And I'm Ray Mofield, and we invite you to tune in every Monday at this time. We return you now to our studio.